Module 6, Security. Security is one of the main concerns that people have when they face the decision of using cloud computing. Understanding the potential weaknesses of security as well as the potential for breaches and identity management will prepare users to make the best choices for their organization. While it is daunting to address the issues of security, knowledge will help establish the best strategies to keep data secure. Understand weakness. Cloud providers have security, but even secure networks are prone to weaknesses. There are different weaknesses that you should be mindful of when implementing cloud computing. Some of the more common weaknesses include encryption. There are two types of encryption, which includes the asymmetric and symmetric methods. Encryption sends data through mathematical systems and uses decryption keys. Symmetric uses a single key and asymmetric uses two keys, both public and private. Weak encryption will have a poor key length. NIST recommends key bits between 150 and 560. Additionally, encryption needs to be end-to-end. Digital signatures. Certifications and cryptography work together to ensure that a connecting site is secure with digital signatures. This requires an SSO or SSL. Data indexing. A central index is efficient, but anyone with index access will be able to reach content. Decentralized indexing. This indexing method removes a certain level of control from providers about the machines that are used. Security weakness will vary with the complexity of the systems you use and their purpose. Additionally, changes to the cloud will remove some weaknesses while revealing others. Always research the methods of cloud computing you will use and any currently recognized weaknesses. Breaches. The greatest and most well-known security threat that companies face in the cloud is the data breach. A breach is not limited to illegal hacking. The definition includes any unauthorized individual viewing protected information. Protected information includes health data, personal information, accounts, etc. Any access of this information, whether criminal or not, is a breach. Organizations are responsible for their data. If there is a breach in the cloud, the company may be liable for fines, etc. If there is a theft, stolen identity, or non-compliance. Identity management. Identity management determines which users and devices are allowed to access the network and the extent of this access. An identity management system will blend the supply chain, HR, and customer databases. There are different identity management applications which have different functions. Single sign-on. This will limit the user's sign-on numbers and uses. Centralized data. Automatically updates user accessibility. Logging software. Keeps logs to create reports that will determine whether there is hacking or inappropriate use. Identity management is included by many different cloud providers, but others advise choosing third-party identity management systems. Strategies. Everything that we have addressed up to this point will help establish effective security strategies for cloud computing. It is a good idea to have a risk management specialist involved in developing strategies. Steps to strategies. Assess security risks and weaknesses. Develop a plan that includes security of cloud provider, including endpoint, authentication should be in compliance with CLU standards, encryption in the cloud, malware detection used in the cloud. Develop security policies and procedures, audit and review to ensure compliance. The needs of each organization will determine which strategies are necessary. These strategies must be carefully monitored and altered as necessary. Case study. Frank implemented the cloud in his consulting business with Claire. He took steps to make sure that no one outside the company could access the servers by using strong encryption. The data in the cloud, however, is accessible to everyone in their company. He soon overhears some of the employees discuss the money that their clients spend along with their personal information. He discusses that matter with Claire, and she demands that the company keep careful data logs and limit the accessibility of specific data. Frank also issued a memo to employees outlining the confidentiality policies and explaining the new limitations to access.